is Molly Hammaker, and I am no longer among the living. Soon the town will mourn my loss, and things can pretty much get back to abnormal here in Shadow Falls. No one knows young Jacob was the one who killed me, and I'm still trying to work out why he did it. In the meantime, I almost have to laugh. Even in death, I can't escape this town.
For every light that shines, a shadow falls.
Jenna?
Well, if it isn't Shadow Falls' finest law enforcement official. Morning, Captain Van Stark. Come to redeem your rain check on that decaf?
God bless my mother. Like she thought I wouldn't hear that hint of sarcasm in her voice. As if Red Van Stark is an example of the finest anything. Plus, he seems more pissed off than usual today.
No time, Jenna. The boy here?
Jacob? Out back taking a smoke break.
Mind if I cut through the kitchen?
Would it matter?
Not a whole hell of a lot.
Fine, cut through the kitchen then.
Jacob, like a word with you if I could, young man.
Sure, what about?
You went away for a little while, didn't you? Dropped out of school.
That's right.
About 6 months ago, wasn't it?
I guess.
Sometimes when you're a kid, you just need to get away, don't you? Get away from home. Where'd you go, Jacob?
Just traveling around, no place special. Kind of needed to clear my head.
Trouble at home?
Girl trouble.
You mean the Varys girl you were dating?
Karen, yeah. Chloe's daughter. You know Chloe, right?
I'm asking the question, son.
Right. Well, me and Karen, we weren't doing so good.
Karen! Same girl that vanished the day you came back into town?
Whoa.
Now, I'm not accusing you of anything. Just seems like a big coincidence, that's all.
Look, I don't know what happened to Karen. I loved her.
Loved? Is in the past tense.
That's not what I meant. Before I left town, I was in love with her, but she stopped being in love with me for some reason, and I eventually got over it.
Is that right?
Like, I have to get back inside. My break's over.
It's a free country. One more thing, though, Jacob. You also left town right around the time Jenna's daughter, Molly, took a powder. Did you know that?
No. I wasn't aware of that.
You're a bad liar, Jacob Fair.
Well, I sadly can attest to the fact that Jacob Fair is indeed a lousy liar. But when the source of the slam is Red Van Stark, it's a pot calling the kettle black situation. I don't blame Jacob for getting a scare put into him by Van Stark. The twisted thing is, who does he run to for comfort? Van Stark's daughter, Sienna.
Jacob, what are you talking about?
Sienna, he thinks I had something to do with Karen's disappearance.
What?
You need to tell him who I was with that day.
I can't do that.
Sienna, I'm not screwing around here!
Don't yell at me! All I do is try to love you the best I can, and every time we turn around, it's Karen. Karen again.
I'm sorry. Look, I need your help. Look, I know your dad will be mad if he knew we were together, but we're talking about my ass here. We were having sex the night Karen disappeared. I need that alibi!
Jacob, I think I love you the way you loved Karen.
What?
Never mind. I'll think about it. Talking to my father, I mean. I really don't talk to him very much about my private life.
What?
Nothing. I'm just talking gibberish. It's nothing at all.
Thinking about this struggle I keep hearing about, the eternal Shadow Falls struggle between the wolf and the coyote, I believe that this struggle makes it very hard to know who is telling the truth in our town. And I wonder if there is an honest person among us. And I think maybe it is the stranger, Galen Altos. He's a stranger even to himself. I don't know why, but that seems honest to me. But as you well know, I've been wrong before.
Shadow Falls Police Department, Deputy Taylor speaking.
Hello, Deputy. Officer Walker here, Kansas City PD. We got a request forwarded to us for some information on a Galen Altos.
Right. Thanks for getting back to me. Did he come through Kansas City?
I dug up a record of a Galen Altos wanted for murder. Never caught him.
Could it be my guy?
Yeah, if your guy's 150 years old. Search turned up an article published in the Kansas City Star, August 15, 1885.
Galen, you can wake up now. It's a miracle you're alive after all. The last thing you knew, you were on the highway, leaving Shadow Falls, frightened of what you were becoming. So frightened that you stepped in front of that truck. But something snatched you from the jaws of death that night and left you here, Galen, by this beautiful, clear stream. So wake up, kiddo. What could go wrong in this delightful setting?
Oh, where am I?
My, Galen. I can see from the look in your eyes that you still don't know me, do you? You still don't know old Brigand.
I might.
Yeah, you know why they have a lumber mill a few miles away from here? Because back 150 years or so, they discovered that no crops would grow in this land. No corn, no vegetables. Plenty of trees, though. But you can't hardly eat a tree now, can you? And the strangest thing was this very land went sour the same year that church burnt down, with all those innocent people in it. Can you imagine that? Men, women, and children, all burning to death in a church they helped build with their own hands.
I'm not part of this.
Galen, not that old saw again. Okay, so you wouldn't really know what it was like to burn in that church. Mostly because it was you that did the burning.
You're trying to trick me.
Am I? Oh, well, that wouldn't be too sporting of me, would it? Did you know they found a dozen bodies in the bottom of the well under the church? People who tried to escape the flames only to suffocate from the smoke. And at the bottom, there was even a little baby. Ironic, isn't it? Considering all the other babies they'd thrown down that well for more than 100 years, making a sacrifice in hopes of keeping the wolf at bay.
Stop it.
Oh, what's the matter, Galen? Nobody ever fill you in on the history of this cursed land. I would have thought that Brother Thomas would have told you all about that.
What do you want from me?
I want you to leave.
I tried. Something's keeping me here.
Yes, well, I suppose that is the case. I thought I'd try and make it easy on you.
Easy? Easy.
Oh, so you do understand irony.
You want me, Briar? What are you waiting for?
It's not our time. Yet. Brother Thomas.
Wait.
You know, I've never liked these woods, and I like them even less since the night I died there. Still, Edna, the librarian, and Jacob's dad, that weird old Pastor Fair, seem to think their little magical corner of the forest is some kind of mojo against the evil forces. Me, I beg to differ.
Edna? Edna, are you there?
Yes, yes, right over here, Leonard. Oh. Reach out your hand. There you are.
Oh, thank you. Sometimes I don't even miss the gift of sight when I can touch your hand, dear.
Just like a preacher to have the gift of gab.
Well, how long have you been waiting?
About an hour.
He's not coming back, is he, Galen Altos?
I don't know. It doesn't appear so.
I started thinking something this morning. What if he wasn't who we thought he was? If he wasn't the...
Wait. I hear someone. Who's there?
Well, hi there. I didn't see you folks. I certainly hope I'm not interrupting nothing. Briar's the name. Yours?
Never you mind.
Well, then. It's only that I must have gotten off the path. Can't seem to find my way back. Wouldn't know the way, would you?
If you head back the way you came, you can't miss it.
Now, that's assuming y'all know where I came from, ain't it? Oh, will you look at that? Sir, I do believe you are blind. yet you seem to know your way around.
I've lived here my whole life. These woods don't scare me.
You're a better man than I am, because they sure scare me. I sure hope I can find my way out of here. Gonna be dark soon.
He's gone, Leonard. And may I say your blindness was a blessing. That man had the coldest eyes I've ever seen. I'm glad you didn't see them.
But I did. In my own way, I did.
I've crossed over. I've left this veil of tears. It's the people who are still alive that have to continue on. Like my mother. As always, she's at her diner. All these years, she's been using work to avoid the deeper issues in her life. But she's raw now. Too raw to fall back on her defenses.
Jenna. I need to get back before Carl gets worried. Okay? If there's anything you need. Anything, sweetie. Call me.
Jen, I finished mopping the front. I'm gonna take off.
I'm burying my daughter tomorrow morning, Jacob.
I'm so sorry, Jenna.
How could this happen, Jacob? She was so young. A child, really.
I don't know what...
How could you have let this happen, Jacob? You were supposed to look after her!
Jenna, stop!
You were supposed to protect her.
They came for her. They took her from me. There was nothing I could do. They came out of nowhere. All I remember was hearing movement behind us, coming quick, and then blackness. When I woke up, she was gone. I looked everywhere for her, Jenna. I wanted to tell you. I held out some kind of hope that she'd find her way home and be okay. I've been meaning to tell you, but
They found her in the woods near where you were.
It was dark. I got scared.
Then why didn't you come back?
I couldn't. He talks to me.
Shut up, liar. You let her rot there for months.
No.
You let my baby rot there. Get out! Get out!
There was nothing for Jacob to do but watch my mom, Jenna, cry. And that's when I realized that after all that had happened to me, I was just another secret in Shadow Falls, even to my mother. Boy, do I need something to take my mind off that. How about a moment with the poster children for dysfunction, Mistress Chloe and Police Captain Red Van Stark?
This had better be good, Red. I don't need you showing up at my door in the middle of the day unless it's for a quickie. And you and I both know I'm too busy for that.
Mistress, the lab did a test on that water bottle they found by Molly's body. They got DNA.
And?
It's Jacob Fair, Pastor Leonard's boy. They found his DNA on the mouth of the water bottle in the girl's backpack.
Fingerprints?
She was too decomposed. All those months out in the middle of the woods.
I'm surprised you found anything at all.
So am I. Usually the bones get scattered by wild animals. The only reason I can think of that animals didn't pick her apart is that they weren't going near her for some reason.
Or someone or something was protecting her.
Someone or something, yes.
Well?
Well, what?
Jacob, the pastor's boy, you know what to do.
Yes, mistress. I know.
Sometimes even old Red Van Stark demonstrates that he has half a brain in his head. Like when he needed to take Jacob somewhere quiet. A place that hardly anybody has any use for anymore. Why, the library, of course. And the basement of the library? A stroke of genius.
Come on down, Jacob. Only a few more steps.
Why did you bring me here?
Don't worry, Jacob. No one's waiting to jump out at you. Got the place to ourselves all night long.
I don't want to be here.
Shut up.
I don't want to be here!
Scream all you want! Nobody's coming for you, Jacob.
I have the right to know why you brought me here.
All right. Can't have the ACLU all over me, can we? So here it is, Jacob Fair. You are under arrest for the murder of Molly Hammacher. However, I would prefer it if you did not remain silent, and I'm figuring you're waiving your right to an attorney.
Jesus Christ, no.
You recognize this place, don't you, Jacob?
Oh, my God.
It's true. You haven't been here in 150 years.
I'm sure deep down inside you can remember what it was like being trapped in this building while it burned to the ground, trying to hide down in this well with the others to escape the flames and the smoke, knowing you and all those around you were gonna die. Who were you back then, Jacob? Were you a man? I doubt it. Maybe you were a woman or a child.
This isn't real.
Oh, I assure you it is, Jacob. The bones of your old body are still down there in the dirt. Go on! Try it! Find them!
Please! Please!
How long did he rough you up, Jacob? How long did Red Van Stark humiliate you like that? And why do I care? If there is any satisfaction in death, it should be that I've been given the bonus of seeing my murderer suffer. So why do I feel nothing? Why do I even feel sympathy? What is up with that? And why does my blood, if indeed I still have any, run cold when I see who joins the party hours later?
Jacob, you don't look too good.
Mrs. Ferris?
You will address her as mistress.
I don't understand. What's going on?
Where is my daughter? Where's Karen?
I don't know.
You're lying.
Please. I had nothing to do with Karen's disappearance.
You killed Molly.
He made me do it.
Oh, stop crying. It repulses me.
He said it would stop this war once and for all.
Who said that?
The man with the southern accent. He told me all this would be over. And all if she died. But it's not going to be over. It'll never be over. Don't you understand?
Do not speak that way about the wolf.
The wolf? You think that man is the wolf? I hate to be the one to break this to you, mistress. You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Stop laughing! I said stop laughing!
Oh, what? I'm gonna come back in 50 or 100 or 200 years in this stupid shitty town. Maybe next time I'll come back as you so I can be the one that fucks with people.
I've heard enough. Leave him here.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, maybe a couple days down there in the dark with your new friend.
No, you wouldn't do that. You couldn't.
Goodbye, Jake.
No, come back.
Jacob prepares for the mother of all bad dreams. His sightless father sits at home, unaware of the fate that has befallen his son. Still, there will be something to distract the old guy.
Yes? Yes, who's there?
It's me.
Is that Galen? Galen Altos?
In the flesh.
You came back.
I don't think I had much choice. Hey, is it true about you blind folks that your other senses are more acute?
On most occasions, why?
Because I fear I may reek. As near as I can tell, I've been lying on the forest floor for 3 days. This was after I almost got hit by a truck.
Wait, you were in the woods?
Yeah. Hey, where's Jacob?
I don't know. He hasn't been around since this morning.
Pastor, I think you and I need to talk.
Is that so? About what?
I think I might be...
Go on.
I think I'm... the wolf.
There was a French philosopher named René Descartes. You may not know his name, but I can almost guarantee you know what he's famous for. He was the guy who said, I think, therefore I am. Of course, like most things in Shadow Falls, that may or may not apply.
Shadow Falls is a Podshow original production created by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov and directed by Matt Johnson. It stars Weston Blakesley as Briar Gint,
Tracy Crouch as Jenna Homaker,
Jeff Hoheimer as Jacob Fair,
Holly Jenkins as Edna Hurst,
Tom Mesmer as Captain Red Van Stark,
James Napoli as Leonard Fair,
Todd Sherry as Galen Altos,
Biz Urban as Sienna Van Stark.
Kappa Victoria Wood as Molly Hammaker.
And Victoria Wright as Chloe Varis.
Story by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Written by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov and James Napoli. Produced by Matt Johnson and James Napoli. Executive produced by Adam Curry, Ron Bloom, and Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Music by Monk and Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Recording engineering by Kevin Jarvis.
And of course, our special guests, Don Maselli, Soccer Girl, and Steve McDonald as Deputy Taylor.